What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. A couple of topics at hand here. We're talking about the quarterback situation for the Giants and the Jets, for that matter, as far as Sam Darnold's performance last night. Also, the players coming from Japan and not choosing the Yankees, once again, in Sasaki's case, and the Mets, too. But we're talking about the Yankees because they're the, you know, premier organization where they used to get all these star players. One quick note here. I don't know if you saw this story, BT. I was just reading about it. Did you see the – and we talked about this last week as far as, you know, fans being violent and the fight in the Knicks stands. Mm-hmm. Did you see the video of an Eagles fan yelling at a Packers fan?
Oh, that guy should get his face kicked in.
Okay, right. So you saw what I'm talking about. He yelled at some innocent Packers fans there in Philadelphia. Yeah. And by the way, what I would advise is – again, you could afford what you could afford, but if you are going to go to a venue like Philadelphia and you are going to wear your team's colors, try not to sit as high up as they were sitting. Like, you got to sit in the lower level. It just lessens the potential for disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it shouldn't be the case, but that is the case. So this guy, an Eagles fan, yelling and calling her ugly, bleep, and nasty words.
I mean, C-word, like, just, just
which
awful.
Also is putting her husband in a tough spot because...
You think?
Well, what would you want to do? I know what we want to do, but you really can't do that. So then you get up and leave, but then you think you pay for the ticket. So they handled it well, and they filmed the whole thing.
They did.
So now it's
great restraint.
Exactly. Great restraint. It exposed this guy, the Eagles fan, who was yelling at them, heckling them for being a bad person.
Yep.
But now it's going a step further to where they have identified him.
Oh, I know.
And his employer is looking into it, and he's probably going to get fired.
Of course he is.
All right, so where do you stand on that?
He should get fired.
Yeah, it's I agree that that's abhorrent behavior and should not be tolerated or accepted.
Yeah.
It's just a weird time to be living in. Different for you or I or anybody in the public eye, is semi-public, whatever you want to say. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I know what you're saying.
You always have to. Yeah. That's just par for the course.
We have public jobs.
Yeah, okay. So, but with that being the case, then you know you have to carry yourself in a certain way publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what he did was unacceptable. Is it, like, life-ruining, job-getting-fired worthy? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're asking. I'm pausing as I answered. I know what you mean. And I calculated that as well, and as I gave my quick answer, right, that he should be fired. I was going to let him marinate a little further. I mean, listen, it's if you have a couple drinks and you get into a scrap with a guy, you know, I'm saying with a guy.
Yes, yeah.
You know, no, I don't think he should be fired. You know, you've got to know better. You've got to be smarter. You've got to have more class. Things happen, unfortunately. Right. You shouldn't be, you know,
life
shouldn't, they shouldn't push you off the plank for that, you know, forever where you're fired. But when you're that vile toward a woman.
Just a bad human being.
You're throwing the C word around. Repeat, like, yeah, I think you should be fired.
Yeah, I like the way that you said that. There are certain, like, people make mistakes, which is why I'm hesitant to just say, you know, death penalty or whatever. You're fired, that's
it. Yeah, no, I don't just say that. Right. I want to see what happened.
I know. Well, that's why I was just reading it in real time from the Post. I thought they did a good job explaining all that's going on, and we don't know if he's going to be fired or not. But we've all been in spots where you make a mistake, especially when you're talking about, you know, whether you're drinking or sports fandom, you get riled up. What that guy did, though, crossed the line. Like, he wasn't just berating a Packers fan.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting violent, nasty with a woman, which should just not be tolerated on any level. And maybe it should be a lesson that if he does get fired, hey, knucklehead, stop acting like this. Like, clean things up in society. Maybe harsher penalties would help getting in that.
I don't know what possesses certain people to do certain things. I do understand because, I mean, listen, I've been here, not in a stadium, message, but I've been in a situation when I was younger.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. You have a couple drinks, something happens, and it happens. I think many people listening to this can relate to that. Now, you've got to grow up at some point, but I'd be lying if I said that didn't happen to me on more than one occasion.
And by the way, he seemed like a full adult, an older man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, I don't know how a game, you know, it's one thing if you just, if you're cursing loud, again, I don't condone that either with kids, but to cross the line so quickly and so unapologetically tells me that you just, she's probably a bad dude.
Well, don't you think, clearly it comes from deeper rooted issues in his own life, whatever they may be, frustration with his own personal life.
Probably.
Like, it's not because of the Packers Eagles. Like, I guarantee you that. He doesn't know this woman.
Yeah.
So there's no reason for him to be yelling. So obviously it comes from, as in most things, it comes from a deeper rooted issue. Still doesn't excuse the behavior. But the fact that at a game where he's not in his work mode acts like a, you know, dirty words that I can't say on the radio beyond belief and should be held accountable for that. But it's just it's a very fine line.
I know, where a camera that's whipped out can either put you in jail. Well, I mean, if it's a crime, then that is what it is. But can get you fired. Yeah, and fundamentally, I do have an issue with it as well.
Right.
I do.
I'm sorry.
I was saying, in this instance, just because of the male-female dynamic, I'm not giving this guy a pass at all.
I think that's a good point if it were a guy. Hoff, you said you wanted to weigh in on something?
Yeah, because I don't like just going right to the firing thing because I feel like what you could do, obviously he's going to get in trouble by his job, but what he should do is there should be an HR situation and say, hey, you need rehab. You need some sort of help for this. Suspended. Suspended is fine, but to go quick, now what he said wasn't right at all, but I don't want to go just quickly to fired over something so stupid.
I don't have a problem with that. There's other checkpoints. I think that's smart too.
Yeah.
You know, the thing, and you see this a lot.
Get him help. I love that answer, Hop.
Yeah, that's a good one, Hop. You see this a lot in politics both ways, but what's happening now is that, like, you know, phones are basically becoming the police where, and I see it, I never react to it, but I see, again, both ways where, whether it's a teacher who's saying something against, again, I don't want to get too deep.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into the weeds on politics at all, but there are things that happen and people.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
People will post it, and they will say, hey, this is the teacher's name, this is where they teach, this is what they posted about either, you know, Harris or Trump, or both ways, and that person will get fired. Or that there will be a movement to get that person fired. So, basically, I tell my kids, there's a camera everywhere.
Right.
Everything that you do, there's a camera.
Which is, like, why I brought up before, because we, in the public eye, so to speak, are trained that way.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, like there's got to be that alert. There has to be.
You know that there's all, like, it's just par for the course, whether you're on camera, on the radio, whatever, behind the scenes, it doesn't matter. Like, when you have a job at a place that is as public as WFAN, for example, you're, I don't know, I just feel like it's trained differently than it was, let's say, when I was working at Home Depot. Like, there's a big difference. So this guy at his job is not as, whatever.
He's not well known at all.
Well, right, so maybe it's just not. He's just not thinking properly, but yeah, it's great to teach the kids because now in today's world, everybody's always rolling. There's always...
Always. And they're not helping. You know, whether it's somebody on the train tracks, God forbid, or on fire, or getting, you know, accosted, or... I mean, it's so sad. Like, just the erosion of basic human principles that are just almost optional at this point. I don't know exactly what everything changed in our world, but it has obviously flipped incredibly. And let me give you an example of why I don't live fully by the notion of, like, if you have to get fired. I'm going to take you, or I can take me. I won't even use you. Yeah. Say if I'm at a restaurant and, say, I get into an argument with my wife, and we're going to the car. I don't mean something crazy, but I mean, like, an argument. Right. Like, you know, we're married men. Right. We have kids. There's bills. There's you know, our parents. There's health issues. There's things that happen. And if somebody takes the worst moment of that exchange between, say, me and my wife, or you and your wife, and puts it out there, I mean, we could look like, like deranged lunatics. Not deranged, but we could look like how we don't comport ourselves on a day-to-day basis.
100%.
And it's dangerous, and it's unfortunate, but that's the way it is.
I know.
Sucks.
I've had to have that conversation with my wife. Like, those are real things. Like,
yes!
Like you said, you have it with your kids. My daughter's not old enough yet, but those are real things. Like, hey, it happens in real life. Like, people argue, people get mad, people yell, people say things they don't mean. But if that happened to get captured on camera in some public setting for some people.
She's not on film. Sal Licata's name is in print.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. So you got to be careful with that stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's a fascinating conversation to have. It's sad that it's come to this. The guy should be punished, but, you know, to what extent? Who knows? I do think, though, people should be given the opportunity to get the proper help that they need.
I like
Clearly,
that
guy
I like
needs
that.
Some help. Let's get back to the calls here. 888-808-1019. We were talking earlier about the quarterback situation for the Giants. Ben is in Knoxville, Tennessee, and has an option for the Giants. What's up, Ben?
Yeah, hey, fellas, thanks for taking my call. I can't believe as a lifelong Giants fan that we're talking about paying Sam Darnold $20 million after, you know, we just ran him out of New York a couple of years ago, or trading our number three pick for, you know, Dak Prescott, who's probably past his prime. You know, we're going to have to pay him 30-something million, and we may only get about 10 or 12 games out of him. I'm just going to keep beating the drum on Joe Milton here. I'm down here in Knoxville. I had a chance to watch this guy play 12, 15 games here. He's the move right now. He's the move. He's low risk, high reward. You guys were talking about mitigating risk earlier. This is the ultimate low risk, high reward move. Upside potential is off the charts. And, you got him on a rookie contract for the next 3 years. How is this guy not worth maybe one of our fourth round picks? We've got 9 picks this draft.
Yeah, well, no, he is. I just think you'd have a lot of competition. I know the Pats, they like Drake May. They should. I don't know if they want to get rid of Milton. I don't know. I really don't know, but I think that that's on the table. That came up before.
Yeah, we just don't know the realistic availability of Milton. If you're New England, what would you do? Right? Like, let's just put ourselves in their spot. Would you be so quick to give up? Me neither.
No, I wouldn't.
You probably let it play out similar to the way they had it with Brady and Garoppolo, where you're going to get to a point where you're going to make a decision. Obviously, the decision, assuming health and assuming the projection that we have for Drake May, is going to be, well, Drake May is going to be their guy. But you honestly don't know. What happens if Drake May, knock on wood, gets hurt?
or he all of a sudden goes into the tank, like, then you have the other option. Quarterbacks are the most valuable asset in the NFL. It's why I didn't have a problem real time with the Falcons selecting Michael Penix. Mm-hmm. And everybody's saying, well, you just have Kirk Cousins. Yeah, but what if? And what if happened? And Kirk Cousins stinks. And now Michael Penix is their quarterback. Imagine they didn't make that pick where they'd be as a franchise. So it sounds great to go get Milton. Maybe the Pats do make him available for the right price. It's certainly something the Giants should be looking into. But if I'm them, it would need to take a lot. I'm not just giving him away because I think I have a quarterback in Drake May.
I'd like a little more evidence if I'm the Pats before I send Milton packing on Drake May. A little more evidence on Drake May.
Yeah, right.
You know, and by the way, it also works the other way. Like, if you hold on to Milton and he plays more and he doesn't play as well and he's exposed, that window of trade value may certainly depreciate and or expire. So it's a bit of a risk here, but I think most people, including me, think Drake May is going to be close enough to the real deal to justify moving Milton if it's a real, really good offer. But if it's middle of the round, he was a sixth-round pick, so you're not giving up a first-rounder.
Right.
You know, you're giving up middle rounds, and if they deem that, you know, valuable, then I pull the trigger. If not, I hold on to him. I got two quarterbacks.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll take a quick break, get back to your calls. We will have a little bald-faced truth, bald-faced lie as well. 888-808-1019 on this Tuesday early morning.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.